Mitglied.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Low Side to Islam. Aki, can you introduce yourself, please?
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I go by the name of Massacre, aka Fisibillah.
Aki, how long you been Muslim for?
Been Muslim for about coming on 5-6 years, alhamdulillah.
Aki, can you tell us a little bit about your life, how it was before you started practicing Islam?
For Islam, I didn't know nothing about the deen. All I knew about was my environment. I lived in a neighborhood. I grew up in Chalk Hill Estate. You know, as every estate is, there's always man that's around there selling drugs, you know what I'm saying, man driving around in big cars, you know what I mean, just fights going on, man getting stabbed, man getting shot. All these kind of things that happen in every neighborhood. This is the kind of neighborhood that I grew up. So as a youngin, all I knew is what I saw, you know what I'm saying? And as well as man had opportunities and whatnot, school and, you know what I mean, little play schemes here and there. When I'm looking around, I see man getting it in, and I'm a young buck, 17, you know what I mean? I want to get it in too, you know what I mean? I want to make some of that money as well. I want to roll in what I see man rolling in. So I don't really want to be in school or be in college or whatever. But I had to use my environment to benefit me. And as a youth man, when I was younger, I had my own place early. So I had to survive pretty much by myself. I didn't have mummy and daddy there putting food on my plate, on my table, putting clothes on my back and whatnot. Bills had to be paid, you know what I'm saying? When the electric's done, the electric's done. You know what I mean? No money on the key. So you have to go out there and get money and put electric in your house, put food in your yard. So most men, I mean, everybody come from a different backgrounds when it comes to this road thing. And me, I would say that I weren't really on the hype. You know what I mean? Even though I was on the road, I still was into knowledge and reading and whatnot. But at the same time, man was trying to put food on the table. You know what I mean? And the only way I knew how to get it was the only way I knew best. I didn't have no national insurance number to go and work or all of them kind of thing. That I was young, had my own yard, I needed peas. So if you have something that I want, I'm taking it. You know what I'm saying? Robberies, you know what I'm saying? Man, that's how man's surviving, drugs. You know what I mean? Selling drugs, that's how man's surviving. And to be quite honest, because everybody is surviving like that in the neighborhood, it's so congested and, you know what I mean? It was normal, you know what I mean? That was like, that's the normal lifestyle. If you see, like, when a man comes back to the hood and say, yeah, boy, look what I've got, and, you know what I'm saying, look, just did this move and whatnot. It was like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? You shouldn't be doing, there was none of that, you know what I mean? It was like, yeah? How can I get in too, you know what I'm saying? When's the next move? What's cracking, you know what I mean? But that's how man was eating, you know what I mean? That's how I was trying to get by. And as far as I was concerned, it was normal for me. I didn't know about Islam I knew about the Creator. I believed in the Creator and whatnot. But for Islam, it was just straight ignorance. I was an ignorant guy to an extent, you know what I mean? But alhamdulillah, obviously, living that lifestyle, there's consequences, you know what I mean? And one of the consequences is prison. And yeah, prison seen me quite a few times, you know what I mean? I've seen prison quite a few times, and it's not something that to glorify. Now, today, like what I'm doing now, and I use it as an example to try and stir others who are going through the same situation, stir them away from it, and try and just give them an opportunity to see the obstacle. And they can get around it. They don't have to go through it like how I did. So I just try to use my lifestyle as a way to benefit other people. So prison was another thing, you know what I mean? And I mean, a lot of people ain't built for prison, you know what I mean? A lot of people, they crack. Man, rip their sheets, tie it up, find somewhere to hang it, and that's it. Jump off the bunk bed and collapse, finish. You know what I mean? Because they can't handle it. You know what I mean? The time's too much, the confinement, you know what I mean? You're locked up for like 23 hours, you know what I mean? And you're only allowed out for 1 hour. And it's not every day you're allowed out for 1 hour, you know what I mean? So it's like the lifestyle that I led, that I used to be involved with, this is what it brought. It brought death, you know what I mean? One of my younger brother was, you know what I mean, stabbed. on the street, you know, knife crime or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? So the consequences I've seen, the consequences I've been involved in, you know what I mean? So all of these things, it took time. I mean, like, look at the youngers today. Reckless. Youngers, the age limit for carrying a machine is getting younger and younger. Reckless. But they're not all of them are aware of the consequences. They know what can happen, but the consequences ain't apparent to them. You know what I mean? And it took a lot of consequences in my actions for me to come to where I am today. Alhamdulillah. One time I was sitting in a house and I had like bare goons around me. It was in the guy's house that we had, and he had a library. And I remember walking up to the books, and I just put my finger just random like that on any book. It could have been a porno magazine, man. It was any book. Put my hand in it, pulled it out. It was the Quran. You know what I mean? Sat down, reading it a little bit. I didn't really know what I was reading or whatnot, but you know what I mean? Put it down, and it just so happened, like, as I was making a transition from getting involved with drugs into another way of making money, the guy that I was moving with, he was Muslim. You know what I mean? We end up doing a jail sentence together. Me and the brother was sitting down, and he must have handed me that blue Salah book. You know what I mean? I started learning Arabic and whatnot, reading the du'as and whatnot, and how to pray and whatnot. But I wasn't, now before that I was reading the Quran, and then like I was reading about the stuff that I used to do that I thought was normal. The stuff that I thought was normal was what Allah was telling me that's going to lead me to destruction. You know what I mean? And to the hellfire and the eternal flames and such and so forth. And I just put the Quran on and I said, this ain't for me, man. You know what I mean? Then afterwards, obviously spending a lot of time in prison, you got a lot of time to read and whatnot. I started reading back up again. You know what I mean? A couple of people that I knew that was on the outside was coming to the deen as well. So I started looking back into it again. I took my shahada in prison, and alhamdulillah, it was one of the best moves that I made. I still had more research to do, you know what I mean? I still had to find out if this was like absolute truth, you know what I mean? I had people around me saying, just do it, you know what I mean? Just take the shahada and whatnot. When I came out, I started looking for loopholes, trying to find out if there's some kind of deviation or some kind of, you know what I mean? Just if this, what exactly this is. So that I'm even more content with it. Alhamdulillah, couldn't find nothing. I'm still looking to this day. You know, it's a duty as a Muslim to seek knowledge. I'm still seeking knowledge, and every single time that I overcome an obstacle, it increases me in my certainty that this is the truth, in my yakin, that this is real life. This is the life to be, this is the way to be leading your life. Alhamdulillah.
So Aki, how did your family take it when you became Muslim?
Alhamdulillah, like, my family, they're a bit open-minded, you know what I mean? They couldn't really tell my name anyway, because I was already looking after myself at a young age, so whatever I did, as long as it didn't mean prison or didn't mean death or didn't mean, like, me mashing up myself, they were cool about it. But alhamdulillah, they were all right, and plus my pops is Muslim anyway, so, you know what I mean? But everyone was happy that I've changed my lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Everyone was happy that, you know, I'm taking steps away from the stuff that put me in a lot of trouble, you know what I mean? So alhamdulillah, man, my family was all right. I'm in the process of trying to give them dawah and trying to call them to Islam, you know what I mean? And trying to give them a few DVDs and, you know what I mean? Just show them what's really good with Islam, alhamdulillah.
Well, obviously before you used to be on the road and that's how you used to make money, etc. Now you're not on the streets. What do you do with yourself?
Now, I started getting involved with using my life and my experience as a means of helping other people so that they don't have to go through the same things that I went through. You know what I mean? Like the obstacles that I went over and I had to go under and around, I'm giving them a means to get over that obstacle. You know what I mean? So, also, like before I used to rap, I used to do hip hop, you know what I mean? Rap on beats and whatnot. Now I'm using that talent to give nasiha, you know what I mean? To advise the youth and to, you know, help motivate the ummah, You know what I'm saying? Help motivate the sisters, the brothers that are struggling on their deen. You know what I'm saying? And glorify Islam, glorify Allah. You know what I mean? With my talent. You know what I'm saying? Just through spoken word. Alhamdulillah. I've been through gone to prisons. You know what I'm saying? Sat down with the youth in the prisons, speak with them. You know what I'm saying? Get them ready and prepared for what they're gonna face when they're released. You know what I'm saying? What to expect, how to use their time so that when they're in the pen, they don't feel like a cage animal. You know what I'm saying? They don't feel confined as such. They feel like they're there to reform themselves. You know what I'm saying? They're there to help build themselves so that when they're released, you know, they feel like they're prepared. They got the necessary tools to be prepared for when they step out. You know what I mean? I also work with my colleague on Roadside to Islam, and we do practically the same thing. You know, we bring to the people what they don't usually get from the streets to the screen, so that you can see for yourself, you know what I mean, where the youth are taking shahada, you know what I'm saying, where the youth are doing all types of madness, and this is where the help is needed. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily just in the masjid, like Roadside to Islam, that's what we're dealing with. Also, you know, I got my own projects. Like, I put out a project, like 2 years ago, I put out a project, Iconoclast. This year, I'm looking to put out a next project called Council of Nasiha, where it's going to have various artists on there. And we're just going to deal with exactly what it says, Council of Nasiha, dealing with different issues to do with the youth, to do with us as Muslims, to strengthen us already Muslims who are strong, but still need that little motivation. You know what I mean? So there's a few projects that I've got going on and that I'm working with, and inshallah, Allah will accept it from me as a ajr, you know what I mean, inshallah.
So Aki, what advice have you got to Muslims and non-Muslims regarding Islam?
You know, first of all, for the Muslims, seeing the lifestyle that we're coming from and being attracted to that lifestyle, my question is to you, which is a nasiha as well, is that, are you built for this? Are you built for the road? Do you know what this road life entails? Are you ready for man to kick off your door, run up in your yard with a machine and put it towards your girlfriend, your mum, or your dad, or one of your loved ones, telling you to go and get what it is that he wants, that you're involved with? Are you ready for that? Think about it. You see on the TV, man's got Gucci shoes, nice glasses, nice coupe, money turning over, and you think, yeah, I want that. But are you thinking of the consequences? You're not. You're just going to get involved with this thing, and then the consequences are going to stare you in your face, and you ain't going to know what to do. You're not built for it. You're not built for prison. Do you know what prison is? When there's no TV, when you can't come out of the freaking cell, when you got man that's looking down on you and he's holding the keys to your freedom. Do you understand what this is? When you have to share a cell with a man who can't even keep up with his hygiene. You're not ready for this. You're not built for it. And when we see you, we laugh at you. Because you're going to where we came from and we're heading to where you've left. Are you ready? Are you ready for man to have you out standing in front of your cash machine drawing your money with a strap in your back and you can't do nothing for it? You want to get involved with a gang? Fair enough. Man can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you what to do. Are you ready to ride with your gang though? Are you ready to go to another man's area and poke up some youth? And the youth's dead and you can't even remember why you did it in the first place. Don't get it twisted when you listen to these rap tunes. I can't imagine hearing a real killer on a rap song telling everybody how he killed a man. So more than half of these people are not telling the truth. Have you ever thought about taking a man's life? You really gonna burst your strap on somebody? And have you ever thought about trying to go? If you ever know a man that's taking a man's life, ask him how much sleep he gets. Because you ain't gonna get no sleep. You're probably gonna forget about what the beef was in the first place. This is my advice to you, man. you lot coming up seeing man, and you lot want to come and put your trousers below your waist and start bopping, wearing fake silver chains, fake gold chains or whatnot, and trying to get involved with man, or trying to linger around man for him to break you off something so you can put in work on the street yourself. You ain't built for it. Especially if your upbringing was Islam. Your parents taught you Islam. And the girls, the Muslim girls that are leaving their deen and they're coming on the road, you want to be like these girls. When before we was Muslims, we mashed these girls and throw them away like it's nothing. Is this what you want to be like? We don't respect you. If this is what it is, we don't respect you. You're gonna go to a place and be like the people who are not clean. Every man knows this girl. Every man's been to this girl. And you want to be like that? You want to undress yourself and just wear a head wrap and start throwing your body around like one of these girls? Khalas, do your thing, innit? But know that these men, yeah, they don't look at you as a pearl of Islam, as if paradise is below your feet. All you are to them is just another thing. It's just another something to mash. That's it. Is that what you want for yourself? Wait until you're ready to get married. Peak. When you're ready to get married, then you start thinking about all the guys that you've been with. And you got a nice brother and he wants to know what's cracking with you. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of things cracking because you've been around. No one don't want to marry you no more. You know what I'm saying? You're going to find it hard. May Allah make it easy for you. For the non-Muslims, it's only a matter of time. My advice to you, especially the ones that know me and that, is before you die, even though you don't know when you're going to die, just take a time out to look into Islam instead of hearing what other people are saying. Find out what Islam is for yourself. Try and fill that void in your heart, that space in your heart that is just never seems to disappear, no matter how much guap you get, no matter how much things that you have or that you've attained. It just, the gap can't fill up. Just take the time to look into Islam, you know what I'm saying? The man them that are not Muslim and they're in jail, you got time. Grab the Quran, grab something that is relative to Islam, proper Islam. Look into it and see what's going on. To my brothers who are practicing, my advice, and this is not just advice for you, this is advice for me as well, is Aki, man's got to keep keeping on, you know what I'm saying? Until we die, it's a never ending.